Hello. Did you miss me? Aw, I'm flattered. Thank you. It wasn't mutual. Welcome to another episode of In No Particular Order. And in case you haven't been keeping up, this is the place to get some sweet recommendations on the best new releases. That's right. Self-proclaimed, but the best. I'm glad you understand. But of course you already knew that, just like you already knew that there are a ton of Canadian music festivals coming up this summer, and a few of them have already shared their lineups over the past couple weeks. For more local people, you know, Oceaga in Montreal, Ottawa's Blues Fest, and for you Ottawa fans as well, Ottawa Dragon Boat Festival. And Dragon Boat Festival is actually one of my favorite little summer jams here in the city, and the best part is it's free. Yeah, totally free. Mooney's Bay hosts all the Dragon Boat racing and the concerts, and this year it's going to be from June 21st to 24th, and you can catch Sam Roberts Band, Winter Sleep, Colorado, Broken Social Scene, and a handful of other great Canadian bands for free. Yeah, that's right, for free. So head to dragonboat.net to get all the details. That'll be this June 21st to 24th. Anyways, this week on In No Particular Order, we have some wonderful new albums releases to share with you. And I say we because, well, it just sounds better. It's actually just me. And when I say releases, I mean just one. It's been a bit of a slow week in music for me, but I still have the best podcast, right? See how often that word comes out? Best. It's because INPO is the best. Bomb. Best. INPO is four letters, and so is the word best. Coincidence? Illuminati. And as always, don't forget to follow us or me or this thing on social media with the handle at INPO Podcast. And at Dusty Organ for all the fun stuff. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. It's pretty cool. I'm not losing my mind. You are. All right, so let's just get into it. That was Over and Over and Over from Jack White's new album. So you guessed it, the album this week is Jack White's Boarding House Reach, his third solo album, another one of his many records to add to his collections. And the best way I can describe this is if Jack White was a psychological disorder, he would be multiple personality disorder. And not just because he kind of resembles the guy from the movie Split, but it's more because Jack White can't really be described as belonging to one specific group or idea or genre. His garage rock origins with the White Stripes, as we all know him from, his American rock and roll days of the Raconteurs, and his dark and stormy music of the Dead Weather, and not to mention any of his other genre-jumping solo albums, makes Jack White a little all over the place, which is great. And Jack White's third solo album, Boarding House Reach, helps to straighten my theory if you compare it to those previous two albums. So 2012's Blunderbuss and 2014's Lazaretto. If you put those aside, right beside Boarding House Reach, something's going on. Because the first two, they both come from this rich Nashville blues and folk-inspired corner of his mind. And White is also very avidly spoken about being a fanatic about analog recording and instrumentation. So when I tell you that his latest album is a bit more crazy, it kind of helps to stretch the metaphor out. And at the base of it all, White is a rock and roll guy, though, of course. But on Boarding House Reach, he takes on other sounds like hip-hop, synthesizers, and even digital recording. Gasp! Not to mention, the spirit of the record sounds like he's kind of lost his mind a little bit. With a lot of things going on in the States, I'm sure that's kind of trickled over into his consciousness. And a few tracks feature spoken word interludes. There's some weird, strange nonsense going on, but a bit of commentary on society. Plus, a lot of the tracks feature a melting pot of instruments. You got scratchy guitars, pianos, a weird plethora of percussion instruments, and just different noises combined all together. All 13 tracks on the album are very different, and I mean very different. Even listening to the album in order, it feels like I have it on shuffle.
You can go from the rock riff heavy track over and over and over, as you heard, and suddenly find yourself hearing like a weird mock ad on everything you've ever learned before it launches itself into this otherworldly synth rock song. You even got the sci-fi-esque Get in the Mind shaft, which quickly flips to the next song, an electro R&B country blues twang. Yes, you've heard that correctly. Electro R&B country blues twang on the song What's Done Is Done. And then it flips into this jazzy piano ballad, humoresque, to close off the record, which is actually a really, really nice song and doesn't fit in with the rest of it, which is kind of interesting. So, like I said, Jack White has gone crazy, but somehow it works. And Jack White wanted to do things a little differently on the album, including playing with musicians he's never played with and using digital recording techniques, like I mentioned before, in Shock. And that's a big deal for him. Like I said, he's expressed a very strong opinion about keeping to analog on a lot of his other projects. And it's a fun risk, and it works out really well. His use of synthesizers kind of sprinkles in nicely with the rest of the track list, and his usual knack for writing heavy-duty blues riffs kind of take on this new skin. And for instance, the song Corporation, one of his earlier singles from last year, it's the closest thing to his older sound. You got that really strong riff that kind of repeats itself. But everything else on the record, including other lead singles like Connected by Love and Ice Station Zebra, I don't understand the name either. They sound like Jack White has just kind of grown bored with his sound and has had some sort of musical epiphany. But sometimes to us, a man who's gone crazy is just the rest of us not realizing he might be onto something. I know, it's deep. Thank you. Anyways, Boarding House Reach gets a solid 8 out of 10, and you can stream it in full on Spotify or head to his website to buy tickets and all that fun stuff as well. You can find the links on at dustyorgan.com on the podcast episode page, where you can see some other great music. And you can find all the previous episodes as well and stream them and download them from dustyorgan.com as well, which makes it kind of fun. Yeah, the wind is blowing. Volcano's blowing. My lungs are blowing. Anyways, I'm sorry this week was so short, but I do have something fun and more exciting in store for next week, which is kind of part of the reason why this episode is a bit lacking. I do apologize again, but it's going to be great next week. Stay tuned. So, and, you know, as a hint, let's just say it's going to be nostalgic, but also educational, I guess, which kind of sounds lame. It sounds like second grade all over again. But for now, though, if you would like some extracurricular music homework to keep this school analogy going, check out Preoccupation's new album, New Material. It's got this, you know, as usual, they kind of reach back to their post-punk sound, very heavy Joy Division sound going on this time around, and Montreal's Asian-Canadian experimental band, Yamantaka and Sonic Titan, I think they're collaborating together. Their weirdly captivating album, Dirt, is pretty freaking cool, too. And they're Canadian. So is Preoccupation's, but that's a different story. And if this episode wasn't good enough for you, well, do your own exploring. That's why this is the best podcast, yo. And don't forget to follow us online at IMPO Podcast and Dusty Organ on Twitter and Instagram. You probably heard that literally about 5 minutes ago, because that's how things work around here. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. This has been a blast. I feel like it's just like a swift passing of friends and acquaintances on the street. You know, just talking about the weather. How about that weather? It's pretty cool. It's been pretty cool. I'm just filling time here. You guys can leave now. I'm gonna leave too. So on that note, goodbye. And I'm punished for the passion. Only tell me 'cause you're asking. And I'm a glutton for the tasking. And the lovers all drowning. And they're never gonna find them. 'Cause the eagle's gonna blind them. In No Particular Order was produced and created by Kane Wilkinson. It was written by Kane Wilkinson. Editing was done by the person who actually pays for your Netflix. Music was Over and Over and Over by Jack White. No Particular Order is a Dusty Organ production. It was recorded in front of my two biggest fans, ceiling fans.